Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Top of the fifth inning here at Richmond, and 3-0 Dominick leads. Region 15C baseball action brought to you by Dairyland Supply of Sauk Center, Ecker Feed Service in Dominick, Dominick Meats, Albany Family Dentistry, Kensington Insurance in El Rosa and Belgrade, Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joseph, Stony Creek Dairy, Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming, West Central Sanitation, the Freeport State Bank, Lake Henry Implement, Grove Mutual Insurance, Meyer Grove Co-op in QPC Store, Shady's Bar and Grill in Dominick, Central Minnesota Realty, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, and Central Minnesota Insurance over in Painesville. They bring us baseball today as into the batter's box for Dominick. Hunter Rademacher, and the first pitch to Hunter is a ball, 1-0. Rademacher, Will Funk, and Nick Stangler, the scheduled hitters against Eli Emerson. There is the strike called, and 1-1.
Left-handed hitter, and Randy dons the glove again here. So protective person up here for us.
There's a strike called to Hunter Rademacher, and the count 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Emerson ready again. And Rademacher pops this one up. Shallow center field. Thielen coming hard. Make the catch for the out. One down. Will Funk to the plate. Will Funk so far today, 1-for-1 with a double. Was hit by a pitch in his first at-bat. And Emerson delivers. Funk takes low for a ball, 1-0. The count. Here's Funk driving it to center field. That's going to one hop right in front of Dalton Thielen. And back into the infield it comes. So Funk 2-for-2 tonight.
Good hitter, Will Funk. Just patient at the plate. Drives the ball real well. And he can go deep.
Yes, he can.
He's got some power.
That'll bring Nick Stangler to the plate. Nick so far today, 0-for-2. Couple ground balls to shortstop. Emerson's pitch, there's a strike call to Nick Stangler, and 0-1. One out, one on for Dominick here in the fifth inning.
You think a little hit and run here maybe?
Definitely could do that with the speed of Funk. Already there's a big hole on the right side. Pitch low for a ball. And 1-1 to Nick Stangler. That sun's starting to move around the corner here, starting to get some in the press box. And Stangler will pop this back and out of play. And the count at one ball, two strikes now.
Crank up the AC a little bit here in about 5 minutes, huh?
Yeah. 1-2 the count. I look at Aaron Schneider and I say, what time of the day does the sun get bad here? It's about 5 o'clock. Here's the throw to second, and Will Funk is going to get caught stealing.
Oh, nice shot by Cole Schmitz.
Yeah, as he took off on the pitch too, Nick Stangler. And so nice throw by Cole Schmitz catching Will Funk stealing.
Right on the money, that throw.
Two outs. 2-2 count to Stangler, and the pitch outside a ball in the count full, 3-2. Three nothing, Dominick with the lead over Richmond by our top of the fifth. Emerson ready, and ball four. Stangler works himself a two-out walk. Makes that stolen base
big.
Big. that stolen base attempt look really big. Chad Funk comes up to the plate. Chad, 1-for-2 today. RBI single back in the fourth inning. Batting here with his team leading 3-0 in the fifth. Emerson's pitch, low for a ball, 1-0. One out of the count. Emerson looks over to first. Dangler takes a lead. Hadley holding him there. And Funk right back to Eli on the mound, who catches it. And that'll do it. As the out recorded on the line out back to the pitcher. No runs, one hit, no errors. One left on. We're heading to the bottom of the fifth inning. We're back in a minute.
Farmers, Ecker Feed Service of New Munich, your local big game dealer, would like to help you with all your feed needs. We offer free forage testing, urine, pH, and blood testing to help better your animal programs. We carry cow, sheep, goat, duck, chicken, and beef feeds. To learn more, give Ecker Feed Service LLC a call at 320-837-5800. Good luck to New Munich Silver Streaks and all the area teams from Ecker Feed Service.
Not just good food, it's great food and a ton of menu options to choose from at Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming. The grill at Trapper's Pub and Grub opens daily at 11 and features a full-service bar. Stop by for nightly specials beginning at 5 p.m. Head to Trapper's before or after the ball game this weekend for food and drink specials. There's burgers, wings, pizza, and more at Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Region 15C brought to you by the Greenwall Pub, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Pep's Pork of Rose Spring Hill, and the Falcon National Bank here in Richmond, Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, Virgil's Big Arena, Kramer Lumber True Value of Melrose, Scooters Trucking in El Rosa, Leo's Auto Body and Glass in Farming, Gilk Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning LLC of Richmond, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Rambo Incorporated, Corky's Bar of Richmond, the Albany Chrysler Center, and BNS Excavating over by Belgrade. Here's a long drive by Mason Primus on the second pitch of the fifth inning to center field. Hinnenkamp there, though, makes the catch for the out. I thought maybe that one would take off a little bit more.
It sounded a little better than what it did out there, but it's pretty deep to center field.
So like Primus.
Said, I think you just missed that by a little.
Yeah, Primus retired, and to the plate, Andy Hadley. Hadley hit a line drive back to the pitcher, and now he pops it up in the infield. Ty Reller over at first makes the catch for the out. And quickly for Jimmy Toole, two outs.
I've seen Chad coming up behind him over there. And Ty didn't call it right away until it was getting coming down. He was right in front of Chad. He goes, I got it.
I did hear that. We heard that all the way up here. Yeah.
I think he was waiting for Chad to start hollering, wasn't
he? Yep. Randy Schoenberg coming out to do the official ticket count, and we'll get the results in probably two innings. Randy's got a lot of counting to do. At the plate, Kyle Buddy. First pitch to Kyle, a ball, and there's a strike called, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. And Buddy loops this to right field. Nick Stangler there makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Royals in the fifth. Nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 5 in our books, New Munich 3, Richmond nothing. More baseball to come in 1 minute here on KASM.
Your smile with healthy teeth makes a first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime. The team at Albany Family Dentistry can assist you with all your dental needs to keep your teeth and mouth healthy. They offer comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-ray, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, teeth whitening, and so much more. Put your dental health in the care of Albany Family Dentistry. For an appointment, phone 845-2032. Best of luck to all the area teams from Albany Family Dentistry.
Stearns County Baseball in the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agricultural, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be, contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority, with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Top of the sixth inning here at Richmond. 3-0 New Munich, 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors. For the Silver Streaks, no runs, 1 hit, and 1 error for the Richmond Royals. Eli Emerson beginning the sixth inning, and he'll face Ty Reller. Be Reller, Reland, and Funk.
Top of the sixth for New Munich, their first baseman, number 3, Ty Reller.
Ty Reller so far today, ground ball to the second baseman in his only at bat. And the first pitch, a strike called, 0-1. The count to Reller. And a ground ball to short. Bacchus up with it. Cross the diamond, 6-3 in the put up.
Kind of looked like Ty was trying to go to left field with that pitch.
I agree.
A bit of an inside-out swing.
Yes.
He was trying to get it between that hole, a short and third. There was a pretty good gap there.
That'll bring Tanner Reeland to the plate. Tanner on the day is 1-for-2. Folds this one back and out of play. And a 1-1 to Tanner Reeland.
Look, I just looked at my phone. It's 84 degrees.
It fields it. And another foul back and out of play.
You can just hear the corn and the beans growing, right?
Oh, isn't that true?
Huh?
Yeah.
And the grass.
Well, it's 2 strikes. Emerson's pitch in. Reeland pops this one up in the infield. Gerken over at third, makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. And it'll bring DH Logan Funk to the plate. Logan Funk takes high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Pitch low again, and 2-0. 2 balls, no strikes. And high for a ball, and 3-0. Three oh the count. The Emerson pitch, low ball 4, and Logan Funk will walk for a second time today. Bring number 9 hitter Joe Stangler to the plate.
Catcher number 5, Joe Stangler.
Joe sporting that mustache again. Two outs and one on. A 3-0 New Munich lead here in the sixth. The pitch by Emerson. Strike at the knees, an 0-1. Paul Sand going through a few signs with Logan Funk. Ready in the mound. There's strike two called to Joe Stangler. 0-2.
Might be that luxury of having him batting ninth too here if you want to do a little bit of running with two outs.
Oh, to the count. And Stangler drives this to left field. This is hit a long way. Brady Clair back by the fence. And with his back up against the fence, makes the catch for the out. That'll do it for the Silver Streaks here in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on. 5.5. It's Numinic 3 or Richmond nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
Shopping local means that your money stays and supports our small town communities. But have you ever thought of buying insurance locally? Grove Mutual Insurance Company in Meyer Grove is your local company for farm and home insurance. They are here to serve their customers in their time of need, as well as supporting our local communities. Grove Mutual partners with Grinnell Mutual to offer highly competitive rates, along with amazing insurance coverage. Visit GroveMutual.com for a list of agents or stop in their office in Meyer Grove for a quote. Mention this ad and receive a free deck of cards. Grove Mutual Insurance, your local company for home and farm insurance.
Hey, that's a really nice water bottle.
You think? Check out this t-shirt, too.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
I got it from Promotional Resources, Inc. They made our entire company's cool new shirts and water bottles with our logo on them. As they say, they're in the business of promoting your business. You should check them out.
I will. How do I find them?
Go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net. They'll hook your business up with almost any promotional item you can think of. And you can get 15% off if you mention you heard this ad on Chasm. Promotional Resources, Inc. In the business of promoting your business.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM, Chasm.
And we are set to go. Bottom of the sixth inning. Brady Clair will lead it off for the Royals. Clair, Dalton Thielen, and top of the order in Alex Buddy. Brady Clair so far today, 0-for-1. Jimmy Tuohill on the mound. The pitch by Tuohill. There is a strike called, and 0-1 to Brady Clair.
One strikeout so far in this game, Randy.
Clair drives this to left center field, coming hard and not able to make the catch is Rademacher, and Clair goes into second with, I'm going to call that probably a double as it bounced by Rademacher in an odd angle. For sure a hit. So a leadoff man on. Here comes Dalton Thielen to the plate. Dalton struck out in his first at bat against Jim Tuohill. Royals with a runner at second and nobody out. Thielen wants to bunt and he bunts through it. Strike one. Oh, one the count. Clair takes a lead at second. Thielen pops this one up. Back on the grass is Chad Funk at second and makes the catch for the out. So one out. And we'll see Alex Buddy bat. Alex Buddy today, 0-for-2.
Kind of reaching out of the strike zone, a couple of these guys, and up above the letters here, trying to tomahawk it.
The pitch from Tuohill. A ball inside to Alex Buddy, and 1-0. Bacchus on deck for the Royals. They trail 3-0 here in the sixth. Buddy will take inside again, and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Coming up tonight at 8 o'clock over in Farming. St. Martin and Farming in a winner's bracket game. Pitches outside, and the count 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. And there's ball four. It's high, so that'll put runners at first and second for the Royals. One out. Adam Bacchus to the plate.
A little something going here for the Royals. Bottom of the six with that ball. I got by and put him at second base here, but a little trouble throwing strikes.
That middle of the infield looking for a double play ball. And the pitch to Bacchus, a strike called 0-1. Chad Funk down is playing pretty much behind second base, just knowing that a lot of these right-handed hitters, they're going to pull Jim Toole.
Mm-hmm. Boy, what a gaping hole, though, huh?
On the right side, exactly. There's a ball, and the count 1-1 to Adam Bacchus. Ball and a strike. Toole's pitch. Chopper on the ground to short. Funk flips to second for one. The relay to first, not in time. Boy, they just about turned that on the speedy Adam Bacchus. Nice flip by Will Funk to Chad Funk. On that fielder's choice, moving to third is Brady Clare, and that'll bring up Trent Gertgen.
Boy, that was set up perfectly on that ground ball, wasn't it, with Chad playing right behind second base.
It was.
Get that relay from Will over there. He's got a perfect shot to first base in a short time. Bacchus runs well.
So Alex Buddy forced out. Clare at third, and Gertgen takes a pitch inside for a ball, 1-0. Two outs, two on. Here in the sixth inning, 3-0. Jim Toole's pitch to Trent Gertgen, ground ball too short. Funk up to the challenge, throws to second in time to get the sliding Adam Bacchus, and that'll do it for the Royals in the sixth. No runs, one hit, no errors, two left on. We played six. It's New Munich 3 and Richmond nothing. Region 15C baseball action. We're back in a minute.
Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment. Massey Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry.
If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look like showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo and Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen back in Richmond. We make our way to the seventh inning. And Munich sending the top of the order to the plate against right-hander Eli Emerson. Munich, three runs, four hits, no errors. Richmond, no runs, two hits, and an error today. Jacob Hinnenkamp to the plate. And Jacob wants the bunt. He bunts it foul and 0-1. The ball's one strike. And the pitch from Eli Emerson, that bounces up to the plate. And now one ball, one strike. One won the count. Emerson ready again. He comes home. That bounces away from Cole Schmitz. Now 2-1. Last night, Lake Henry defeated El Rosa 5-4. earlier today, Farming over Meyer Grove 5-0, and St. Martin beat Spring Hill 4-1. This ball game 3-0 to Munich over Richmond. Hinnenkamp, ground ball, deep short. Adambach is up with it. Throw across the diamond to get Jacob Hinnenkamp 6-3. Hunter Rademacher to the plate. Hunter Rademacher so far today, 0 for 3. The left-handed hitter digs in the batter's box. The pitch from Emerson. Here's a shot right back up the middle. Eli Emerson sticking his glove up late as that cruise by him.
Shortstop number 18, Will.
And Will Funk to the plate. So a one-out single. That is the fifth hit for the Silver Streaks. And Emerson works from the stretch now with Hunter Rademacher at first. The pitch, Will Funk thinking about dropping a bunt down, and he pulls back in 0-1. Or 1-0, excuse me, has ruled the ball 1-0. One ball, no strikes to Will Funk. There's a strike and one ball, one strike. One and one. Funk in the batter's box. Rademacher the lead, and the pitch from Emerson outside, a ball in now. Two balls and a strike.
Just missed the outside corner.
Two won the count. Emerson ready. The pitch, and Funk will follow this one back and out of play. And the count at 2-2. Two the count. Eli Emerson kicks and delivers, and Funk drives this one to right field. Alex Buddy going back will make the catch for the out on the run. Nice play by Alex. That one was slicing away from him in that right field corner.
There'd have been some running going on if that would have got by him.
So two outs, and Nick Stangler will bat. Nick so far today 0-2 with a walk. Eli Emerson sets himself on the mound and comes home, and the pitch is inside a ball 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Emerson delivers low and 2-0. Eli's thrown his share of pitches in this ball game as he has walked three batters so far. He has hit one. He's had some long innings in the fourth inning, a very long inning. Stangler will take a strike called and 2-1. Fourth inning, eight men came to the plate. That's when New Munich scored their three runs against Richmond. They lead 3-0 here in the seventh. Ball inside to Nick Stangler in the count at 3-1.
Close pitch.
3-1 the count. Little hooting and hollering in the grandstand here at Richmond. The pitch, Stangler drives it to center field, but right at Dalton Thielen, who makes the catch for out number three. And that'll do it for New Munich. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. 6.5 innings. It's New Munich 3, Richmond nothing. Our Region 15C baseball action on KASM has us back in a minute.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. American staples and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts in the agronomy department a call to do some crop scouting for your soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all the teams participating in this year's Region 15 Seed Tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op. Stony Creek Dairy is a five-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these five generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products using unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their vat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-bodied flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Andy Hadley will lead off the Richmond seventh inning. They trail 3-0. Actually, make it Cole Schmitz leading off the Richmond seventh inning. And the pitch to Cole Schmitz is low for a ball 1-0. It'll be Cole Schmitz, Mason Primus, and Andy Hadley. Jim Toole has gone the distance so far, has thrown very few pitches, actually.
Absolutely. Two hits so far for Richmond.
Swing and a miss by Cole, strike one, 1-1 the count. And that pitch missing outside. The count, two balls and a strike. They almost like we get a major league shift here now, playing everybody on the left side of the infield. Playing Cole to pull. Pitches outside a ball. Now 2-1 to or make it 3-1 to Cole Schmitz.
Just looked at Ty Reller over there, and he looks over there. He goes, where'd everybody go?
There is some activity in the Richmond bullpen. Looks like DJ Schleicher getting loose as Cole gets out in front of this pitch and a long drive down the line and foul. And the count at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes.
Blaine Ottman, I think they said as
well. Oh, it is Blaine. Okay, yeah. It is Blaine. Here's Schmitz, another shot past Kirby Hemish. So Blaine Ottman loosening up down that sideline. The count, 3-2 to Cole Schmitz. Tools pitch, and Schmitz drives this right at the center fielder. And Hinnenkamp makes the catch for the out. He played him perfect to pull. Playing him right in front of the 365 sign, Don. It's like normally that's a gap.
Absolutely, yes. Shift down for him. So everything's kind of streaming down from the majors into the Stearns County League already with the shifts and stuff now, right?
Yeah. Got to bring Mason Primus to the plate. Mason 0-2 today.
Same thing with Mason here. They got three guys on that side of the infield.
Mason a couple fly ball outs. First pitch a strike called to Mason Primus. And he'll follow this one to the backstop and the count at a ball and a strike.
So kind of get in your head if you're a right-handed hitter. You got three guys playing on that side. You're going to try. Are you going to try to take yourself out of your element to swing in the bat?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's in the back of your mind.
No balls, two strikes. And Primus swings and misses. He's out on strikes. So two outs. And Andy Hadley coming to the plate.
Oh, yeah, look at the hitters coming back from Jimmy Toole here. They all kind of look a little dejected here with the stuff Jimmy's throwing at them. I think it looks like they should be hitting them.
Second strikeout for Toole today, and Hadley will take a strike called 0-1. Balls, one strike. Bottom of the seventh inning, 3-0 to Munich. Hadley squibs one to Reller at first. He was trying to push it to the right side, and the out recorded, unassisted put out there for Ty Reller. And for the Royals here in the seventh, nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. After seven innings, 3-0, it is New Munich with the lead over Richmond. We're back in a minute.
Serving Central Minnesota farmers since 1979, Virgil's Vigorina of Farming has been a helpful friend to many. Virgil's Vigorina offers on-farm delivery and invites you to stop in for products too. They carry a full line of Famo feeds that play an important part of the diet of your animals and are also a Chevron oil dealer for bulk oils and grease. Virgil and Mary Kaltoff are proud to be a part of the farming community and look forward to serving you with a complete line of Famo and Hubbard feeds, Chevron oil products, and much more. Call for information at 548-3431.
Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is excited to launch our all-new vehicle delivery program. Hi everyone, it's Colin, and we want to make shopping for your next new or pre-owned vehicle easy. We understand that finding time to shop for your next vehicle purchase can be challenging, and that's why we want to make sure we cater to all of our customers' needs. Call us today to see if you're eligible to have your next new ride dropped off of your front door. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, home of the free 5-state delivery, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM, Chasm.
To the top of the eighth inning here in Richmond. New Munich will send Chad Funk to the plate. You may have heard that in the background. Attendance today, Don?
468.
Second base number 4, Chad Funk.
And I won't say what that cost Randy, but Don was right.
enough said.
Okay.
Yeah. Here's Chad Funk digging into the batter's box against Eli Emerson as Eli begins his eighth inning of work. And the pitch, a strike on the inside corner, and 0-1.
So when it comes to that candy bar, that Snickers, is this going to be one of them two-parters?
Yeah, it'll probably have to be a giant one. Or maybe I'll just get you one of those bag of those little ones. The pitch outside to Chad Funk, and the count, 1-1. Emerson's pitch low and 2-1.
Well, we really haven't been real close on guessing yet, have we?
No.
Been off a little. Well, this one I wasn't too far, but 80.
2-1 to Chad Funk. Strike on the inside corner, and now 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes. Ty Reller on deck for New Munich. Strike 3 called, and Chad Funk gets caught looking. Chad not very happy with the home plate umpire.
Good pitches, though, by Eli. Kept him on the inside corner where Chad couldn't do anything with it. Not sure who's warming up there. Looks like it could be Will Fonka.
Quite possible. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that might be the first strikeout for Eli Emerson today.
Well, there was 1 strikeout in this game so far, so
nope.
I think it was.
Tools got 2, yeah.
Tools got 2.
And Emerson just picked up his first strikeout. And there's a strike call to Ty Reller.
That is Will Funk warming up.
And Reller will foul it at the plate. And the count 0-2 to Ty Reller. We're in the top of the eighth inning. 3-0. New Munich leads Richmond. Looks like Blaine Ottman has completed his warm-up tosses. Emerson's pitch, and Reller drives this to left field, and Brady Clare will have to retrieve that. Reller, big turn at first, and Ty Reller picks up a one-out single. For Ty today, his first hit, he's now 1-for-4. And for the Silver Streaks, that's their 6th hit today. Bring Tanner Reelin to the plate. Tanner, 1-for-3. Eli Emerson kicks, delivers, and Reelin takes outside a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Eli Emerson sets himself from the stretch, and there's strike call to Tanner Eland, and 0-1. Make it 1-1. One ball, one strike, the count. Hadley holding Reller at first. Ball a little bit low, and two balls and a strike to Reland. Two, one the count. That middle of the infield looking for a double play ball for the Royals. Looks like they're squeezing the middle of this field right now. Emerson's pitch, and that's high, and 3-1 now to Reland. So Blaine Ottman is loose. Richmond decides to go with the pitching change. Eli Emerson ready, and his pitch, that's inside, ball four, and Tanner Reland walks. And that's going to draw a visit from the dugout from Kirby Hemish. Going to go have a word with his right-hander. Three runs, six hits, no errors, no runs, two hits, and an error for Richmond. That's going to be it. He is going to make a pitching change here. This afternoon, Eli Emerson done for the day, responsible for the base runners. Not on the bags right now, but Blaine Ottman will come in for the Royals. So with the pitching change, let's take a one-minute timeout here on KSM.
For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs, too. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald. Looking for good home cooking? Then head to Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry for a noon lunch special. Served Tuesday through Friday. The portions are for big appetites, so come hungry or order off the menu if you choose. Head to Sportsman's Den on Saturday from 5 until 9. It's buck and a half burgers or fries and canned beers for $2. Planning a special event like a birthday party, wedding, or anniversary? Give Cindy a call at 243-4546 and book a day that fits your event at Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Pitching change for the Richmond Royals, Don Heinen.
Blaine Ottman will take over the mound duties here for Eli Emerson in the eighth inning with one out. Runners at first and second for New Munich.
It's the only change for Richmond here, the pitching change. Emerson was being DH'd for. Blaine Ottman. Taking a few more warm-up tosses. We'll be ready to go. Logan Funk, the scheduled hitter here with one out. Ty Reller over at second. Tanner Reland at first.
Looks like Will Funk is warmed up also for New Munich. Coming in from the bullpen.
And here comes Logan Funk to the plate. Logan so far today, 0 for 1. A couple walks for Logan. Blaine Ottman ready on the mound. His pitch is low for a ball. Ty Reller's going to go on that first pitch. Catches the Royals off guard, and Reller into third with a stolen base.
Was he in the stretch, Randy? Did you notice I was looking at something different?
No, I don't think so, Don.
He wasn't in the stretch?
No. Blaine Ottman kicks and delivers, and Funk will take a strike called in 1-1. One ball, one strike. Ottman ready on the mound. The 1-1. Funk will follow that one back and over our heads. And the count 1-2.
See how good you are. I'm standing behind you.
One ball, two strikes the count. Going is Reeland. Here's Funk tapping it back to Blaine Ottman on the mound. He'll look to third, go to first. And 1-3 on the putout of Logan Funk. Two outs, and the number nine hitter, Joe Stengler, will make his way to the plate. Runners at second and third now. These runs out on the base paths for New Munich are huge. They lead 3-0. Joe Stengler so far today, 0-for-2, has a walk. And he drives this to right center field. Dalton Thielen filling that gap will make the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Silver Streaks in the eighth. No runs, one hit, no errors, two left on. 7.5 innings, it's New Munich 3, Richmond nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation. Your good neighbors you've come to trust. I'm here at the Farming and Richmond baseball fields, two of our satisfied customers, and the fields are looking great for the Region 15C baseball tournament. We wish all the tournament teams, players, and fans all the best. Nothing's better than great baseball, great competitive pricing and services from a local refuse and recycling service company, West Central Sanitation. Call West Central Sanitation today at 1-800-246-7630.
For all of your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tilling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to the area teams in this year's baseball tournament.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Bottom of the eighth inning. Richmond Royals looking to make something happen here as Kyle Buddy comes to the plate. Buddy Clare and Dalton Thielen, of course, Jimmy Toole. He's been cruising along so far. And Buddy ready to go. The pitch by Toole. There's a strike called in 0-1. The ball is one strike the count to Buddy. Pitches outside and 1-1. Kyle Buddy so far today, 0-for-2. And he drives this to right field. Nick Stengler going back and catches up to it, makes the catch for the out.
The Royals have hit some balls deep to the outfields. He just can't find that hole.
They've hit some deep. They've hit some line drives.
But like Adam balls are.
Yeah, and, you know, as hard as they've hit it, you got to give New Munich credit. Yeah. They play great defense today. They really have.
Playing their spots well. Now, if you can scout a team like this, I don't know. To play him in positioning like that.
Brady Clare at the plate. The first pitch, a called strike, 0-1 to Brady. The ball's in a strike. Pitches outside. The count 1-1. Brady 1-for-2 today, had a double in his last at bat. The Toole pitch, and Clare drives this to right field. Stengler dives, and he can't come up with it. He had it in the glove. It popped out. Clare digging for two, head first slide, and he's safe. Good hustle by Brady Clare.
I think Stengler had it in his glove.
It did. It came out as he hit the ground. We're going to get a pinch hitter here, Justin Schrader. So Schrader will hit for Dalton Thielen. Dalton today was 0-for-2 out of that number 9 spot. And Schrader takes a strike call from Jim Toole in 0-1. Justin played at Atwater for many years. Of course, they moved to Richmond, him and his wife. And Justin continues to work in that area, his wife in St. Cloud. So relocating about halfway in between their workplaces. Just met. And a swing and a miss by Schrader. One ball, two strikes. The lead by Claire at second. And Schrader swings over the top of that tool pitch, and he's out on strikes.
Good breaking ball by Jimmy Toole. A lot of spin on that ball, isn't there?
There really is. That'll bring Alex Buddy to the plate with a runner at second and two outs. Alex Buddy so far today, 0 for 2. With a walk. Two already, works from the stretch again, and Buddy takes a strike in 0-1. He's just going after these hitters here, Don.
Pounding that strike zone, isn't he?
You bet he is. Got that ball dancing up to the plate. And Buddy beats it on the ground to short. Funk up with it across the diamond. 6-3 on the putout, and that'll do it for the Royals in the eighth. No runs, a hit, no errors, one left on. We played eight here in Richmond, 3-0 to Munich. Go over the Royals. We're back in a minute.
Where you save and spend impacts your community. At Falcon National Bank, we believe that when our communities are strong, it creates an amazing ripple effect throughout the lives of the people who live there. Strong communities provide local businesses with a richer foundation to grow and gives local citizens a more vibrant environment to work, play, and thrive. Allow us to help you keep your money close to home. Come visit us at Falcon National Bank in five locations: Richmond, St. Cloud, Foley, Hamlake, and Isanti. And at falconnational.com. No matter the need, you can bank on us. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Your dependable neighbor, coming to you from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studio, powered by the Soybean Checkup. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7 all the time.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM, KASM.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen back with you at Richmond Royal Baseball Park. Making our way to the top of the ninth inning for New Munich. We'll see the likes of Jacob Hennekamp, Hunter Rademacher, and Will Funk. Top of the order facing Blaine Ottman. Blaine came in relief of Eli Emerson back in the eighth. Cole Schmitz flashing those signs down behind home plate. And the first pitch from Ottman, a strike called, 0-1. Winner of this ball game will play tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock against Lake Henry. And then we'll have two elimination games at 1:30 and 4 o'clock tomorrow.
The loser will play El Rosa.
One ball, one strike, the count to Jacob Hennekamp. And Jacob drives this to left field right in front of Brady Clare, a leadoff single here in the ninth. Of course, we got more baseball coming up tonight from Farming at 8 o'clock. It'll be Farming taking on St. Martin in a winner's bracket game. To the plate, Hunter Rademacher. Hunter so far today, 1 for 4. And a little
nice
bunt. Blaine Ottman will field it. He'll throw to first base with Buddy covering. And 1-3 in the putout. On to second goes Hennekamp. Perfectly executed sacrifice.
It's nice to see the little things like that. get done the way they're supposed to here in the sacrifice. They're going to walk Will intentionally.
Yes, excuse me here. Will Funk being intentionally walked, so first and second. Here comes Nick Stangler to the plate. Nick so far today, 0 for 3 with a walk. 3 runs, 7 hits for New Munich. Stangler takes low for a ball, 1-0.
Must be a little toasty in that New Munich dugout over there with the sun shining in. A couple guys standing outside to cool off.
1-0. Stangler will take high for a ball. And 2-0. Two balls, no strikes to Nick Stangler. Blaine Ottman delivers. There's a strike called and 2-1. We're in the top of the ninth inning. 3-0 New Munich over Richmond. Ottman sets himself and delivers. High for a ball and 3-1. Three-one the count. The pitch and high ball 4, that'll load him up. And it'll bring Chad Funk to the plate. Now Kirby Hemish out to the mound, having a conversation with his infielders. Just a reminder, we'll have our post-game show coming up after our ball game, and then we'll send it back to the station for however long it is until 8 o'clock. You'll get your rosary, our word for today. Scott will keep you updated back at the radio station. And then, of course, we have baseball tonight at 8 o'clock with Farming and St. Martin. Under the lights. Three more ball games tomorrow at 11, 1:30, and 4 o'clock. And Chad Funk to the plate now. Chad so far today, 1 for 4. And a base hit back in the fourth inning that scored the Silver Streaks' first run. They lead 3-0. The base is loaded here in the ninth. Ottman's pitch is high for a ball, 1-0.
He's making for a little smaller strike zone here, Chad, is he? He's stretching himself out a little further yet. Get down that crouch position.
Gosh, I can't imagine hitting like that. There's a strike called and 1-1.
And he has.
And he has, with success over the years, you bet. One ball, one strike. Looking ahead to Richmond's bottom of the ninth, they'll have the top of the order up for him. Pitches high. Well, actually 2-3-4 to Funk, and the count now 2-1. Two balls, one strike.
Richmond's going to have to try to avoid more damage here in the ninth inning.
Oh, it is top
ninth
of the ninth.
Top of the ninth, sorry. Yep.
Here's Funk sticking the bat out. Shallow
tough
bloop
one,
to center field.
One.
Coming hard, Dalton Thielen makes the catch for the out. As he re-entered, Schrader batted for him. And that's a big catch there by Dalton Thielen.
Is that ever? Good running catch by Thielen.
So two outs. Going to bring Ty Reller to the plate. Ty Reller so far today, 1 for 4, had a base hit in his last at bat. Bases loaded for New Munich. Blaine Ottman's pitch, that's inside, just about hit Reller. Nice catch there by Cole Schmitz. Just about took his arm off. He had to go across his body and make that catch yet with that glove. One ball, no strikes. Ottman kicks, delivers, and Reller bloops this one to left field. Claire coming hard. Bacchus going out. Bacchus dives.
Wow, nice
makes
catch.
The catch with his back just about to the infield. And that'll end the Silver Streak threat here in the ninth. No runs, one hit, no errors, three left on. We played 8.5. It's New Munich 3, Richmond nothing. More to come in a minute here on KASM.
Delivering a crystal clear TV picture, reliable phone service, and unparalleled internet speeds wouldn't be possible without you. At Albany Mutual Telephone, we are grateful for you, our customer, for choosing us as your service provider. As a member of the co-op, the investment you make through subscribing to our technology services makes a bigger impact in our local community than getting your service through a big box provider. People like you make it happen and make our community strong. Thanks for your patronage. Albany Mutual Telephone, technology all the way home. 320-845-2101. When the mercury rises, the last thing you want to be without is air conditioning. And no matter how well you take care of the mechanical things in your home, you can count on inconvenient failures. Grinnell Mutual makes it easy for you to add equipment breakdown coverage to your homeowner's policy, so you don't have to sweat the small stuff. Prepare for the unexpected by adding equipment breakdown insurance to your home and farm policy. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Jill Stang, Donna Coulter, and Maggie Haynes, your local Grinnell Mutual agents in Painesville at Central Minnesota Insurance Agency. Phone 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.